From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello and welcome to our gospel broadcast. We have been looking at the judgments threatened by God in the days of Jeremiah upon the city and people of Babylon. I'll read again words that we have been reading to you from Jeremiah chapter 50, the verses 35 to 40. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as a woman. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is a land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert, with the wild beasts of the island, shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited for ever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbour cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Now my text, as announced in my last broadcast, is Jeremiah 51, the verse 29. We have read it to you before. And the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. So far in our considerations of this verse of Holy Scripture, we have noticed that God has a purpose which He is working out amidst the generations of this earth. Our text speaks of His purpose regarding Babylon in particular. But all of us feature in the great and grand purpose of God. Though most overlook what God says in His Word, yet each of us feature in His eternal purpose. Men will yet realize that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Romans 14, verse 12. For the rejecters of the gospel, there will be that encounter with the Christ whose word they despised, as set forth in Revelation chapter 20 and the verse 12. The dead, small and great, stand before God, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. How wise then it is to give thought to what God has revealed in His word, regarding what it is will most certainly come to pass. The Saviour said to His disciples on one occasion, "But that the Scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you, before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he." John 13, verses 18 and 19. The prophecies of God are no idle words and empty speculation. Rather, as every word spoken in prophecy regarding the first coming of Christ was fulfilled exactly, even so every word in Scripture spoken about the coming again of Christ and the judgments which will take place at that time will likewise be fulfilled exactly. We have also noted in our text, great mercy was shown by God to Babylon in that He gave notice to it of what judgments were coming. Thus, mercifully, He gave wicked men space to repent, even some 60 years between when the warnings were given and the city was taken and the empire of Babylon overthrown by the Medes and Persians in 538 BC. We have considered the air of certainty that surrounded this prophecy. every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon. Let men sneer as they wish, but God's word will come true. We thought a little of the fact that not all of what is contained in the prophecy took place in 538 BC. There are matters in this prophecy which I believe have yet to be fulfilled. It's not nitpicking to look at the Bible and expect every jot and tittle of prophecy to be fulfilled. That is the view Christ held, for every word of God is pure. Proverbs 30 and the verse 5. There are no flaws or blemishes in the Bible. The Savior stated, "Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Matthew 5:18. Great truths have been based upon a mere word in the Bible. Consider the Savior's assertion of the doctrine of the resurrection and what it was he used as proof of this doctrine. Let me read from Mark, the chapter 12, and the verses 26 and 27. "As touching the dead, that they rise, have ye not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush," that is the burning bush, "God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err." The Savior, in this statement, builds his defense of the doctrine of the resurrection upon just one word. Upon not just one word, but upon the tense of that word. God said of himself, "I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." If death ends all, then God would have to have said, "I was the God of Abraham, and was the God of Isaac, and was the God of Jacob," as these three men were long dead when he spake these words to Moses. But he said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," thus indicating that these three great patriarchs were still alive, not on the earth, but in the presence of God, for their death had not brought about the end of their existence, as the opponents of the doctrine of the resurrection believe. We can see from this exchange between Christ and his enemies that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. As Paul stated to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, "God cannot lie," as Paul wrote to Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. Now that being so, let me tell you, every detail of Jeremiah's prophecy shall be fulfilled. In 538 BC, there was a partial fulfillment of the prophecies of Jeremiah regarding the fall of Babylon. Could I explain it thus? As the shadow is to the substance, so are the events of 538 BC to that which has yet to happen to Babylon. As a man may take ill, and many of the marks of death overtake him, and yet he recovers only later for death in its fullness to overcome him, so the city of Babylon suffered many of the troubles and afflictions which Jeremiah speaks of, but not all of them that the prophet predicted came to pass in 538 BC. Again, let me state that Babylon exists today and will, I believe, be rebuilt and feature largely in the affairs of the Middle East, but nevertheless at a future date. All that Jeremiah uttered regarding that city shall come to pass. Please consider with me how that many aspects of the terrible doom pronounced upon Babylon by Jeremiah did not take place when the Medes and Persians overthrew the city. I want to read some verses from chapters 50 and 51 of Jeremiah. "Declare ye among the nations, and publish and set up a standard, publish and conceal not, say, Babylon is taken, Baal is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces," the names of the gods of the Babylonians. "Her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces, for out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell there. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast." Jeremiah 50, verses 2 and 3. Let me quote again another verse. "Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Jeremiah chapter 50 and the verse 13. And again, therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the island shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein. And it shall be no more inhabited for ever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbour cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 39 and 40, verses which we have already read repeatedly in our programs. For the sake of time, I will ask you to read for yourselves verses 26, 29, 35 to 37, 43, 62 to 64 of chapter 51. And it's clear that all these speak of an utter desolation of Babylon as a result of God's judgment. Indeed, we must draw your attention to these verses. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbour cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Jeremiah 50, verse 40. What a vivid and telling parallel of a former awful judgment. Nothing remains today of Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbour cities. So it will be with Babylon when Jeremiah's words are finally fulfilled. Today you can enter the name of Babylon into the Google Maps internet application, and you will be taken to that location. Roads and a railway pass through it, and people live and work within the parameters of the ancient city ruins. It is not as Jeremiah said it would become, that is, like Sodom and Gomorrah. But God did not make a mistake. He did not have his prophet utter lies or exaggerate the fate of Babylon. No, there is a future day when to the very last letter God's word will be fulfilled regarding Babylon. Dear listener, you can be sure that what the Bible says is true. What the Bible says will come to pass will indeed take place. Above all, you can be sure that when Christ in mercy and love said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost," Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "and also, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," Matthew 11, 28, that these words are true and can be utterly relied upon. Friends, the gospel offer of salvation is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus did indeed come into this world to save sinners, as stated in 1 Timothy 1:15. Believe that saying today and close by faith with Christ. We will conclude our study of the words of Jeremiah in our next broadcast. Please plan to join with us then, along with your Bible. Goodbye, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.